to the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop and arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
the Fountain Trust Company, Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. Outstanding job of the national anthem by the North Vermillion Pep Band. Have a nice crowd tonight for this non-conference ball game between Southmont and at North Vermillion. North Vermillion, as I mentioned, this will be their final ball game. They'll get a bit of a break, but will be back in action right after Christmas as they will be a participant in the Bismarckini holiday tournament. I believe they'll play a series of about four games over the course of that tournament, all those schools being Illinois teams. Actually, they'll play five games. They'll open up with Milford, Illinois, Bismarckini, Fishers, and Centralia Lutheran, all of those schools from Illinois, and then that will be their pool play. There will be then a final game to be played on the 29th, that opponent to be determined. Steven, I think you have starting lineups.
Yep, Jim, we got those. We're ready to go here. So first, Southmont, who will be the visitors this evening. Starting for them will be a 5'11" senior, the number 10, Cole Roach. Number 12 for them is a 6'1" senior, Ryan Stanley. Number 14 is just a sophomore, but standing 6'2" is Austin Bowman. 6'2" senior, number 24, Justin Howard. And sophomore, 6'4", Luke Gregg. For North Vermillion will be the senior, number 3, Garrett Pollard. Number 5 is senior as well, Zion Taylor. Trey Naylor, number 11. Senior number 12, Jonathan Kilgore. And senior 24, Trevor Eppert.
Thank you, Stephen. Falcons will be dressed in their home whites tonight, trimmed out in royal blue. Little gray, little bit of gold. Southmont, nice-looking gray uniforms, trimmed out in red and white. It will be Trevor Eppert, the big man for Coach Cummings. He will jump center against Cole Roach. Interesting, Roach, one of the smaller starters, is the smallest starter, but he will jump center.
Well, Southmont's not a small team. They have several players over 6 feet. In fact, on their entire roster, just three of them are under 6 feet, and two of those three are 5'11". So a lot of size here for Southmont.
Tip will be controlled by the Falcons. Pollard hands the ball off to Taylor. Falcons in the half-court set. Pollard works to his left. Ball goes in the post area to Eppert. He loses control of the ball, picked up by Southmont. So Falcons turn it over in their first possession of the ball game. And first basket of the ball game goes to Justin Howard. Mistake right there defensively, Stephen. He brings the ball up the floor. Nobody rotates up. He's wide open from beyond the arc. He cans the three-point field goal for the first basket of the ball game. Pollard answers just inside the three-point line. Gets the lead to one at 3-2. Looks like Howard will be the primary ball handler for the Mounties. Roach at the top of the key to Howard. Zion Taylor draws that assignment. Howard, a little hesitation dribble, gets around the defense, kicks it outside the three-point line to Stanley. He's trapped on the baseline, throws it off of Naylor. It looked like it might have come back and got a part of his leg, but they'll say it was off the Falcons. Mounties will regain possession. Ball comes in play. Howard on the post. His shot too hard, rebounded by the Falcons. Pollard on the move, crossover dribble. Lost control, he's able to pick it up. It's now Taylor. He's going to be picked up by Roach. High ball screen by Kilgore. Hand off to Pollard. Pollard fires a three. His shot short. Long rebound to Austin Bowman. Howard crossover dribble out front. Could have been called for the palm. No call comes. It's now Stanley. Works the paint. Spin dribble. Shot won't go. Rebound Kilgore. Kilgore to Taylor. Taylor into the front court. Off the dribble. At the free throw line. He finds Pollard on the baseline. Skip pass Eppert. Eppert for three. His shot won't go. Stanley on the rebound. To Howard. Howard works up the right side. Now works the baseline. Throws it on the backside. Ball picked off by Pollard. It's a race to the basket. I don't think they'll catch him. Garrett gets the layup. He has two baskets, all four Falcons points. They take the lead for the first time in the ballgame at 4-3.
Well, after that first miscommunication defensively, leaving Howard open on the perimeter, Falcons have really locked in.
Well, obviously, he's quite the threat to score if he puts up 41 on Greencastle. Greencastle, a very solid ball club, as we mentioned. They beat Sullivan last night by 24, 76-52. But the Falcons are going to be able to throw some pretty good defense at him tonight. Shot no good by Southmont. They get the rebound. And as Roach drives baseline, he tries to pass to the backside of the basket. It goes out of bounds. Turnover will give the ball to the Falcons.
I think right now, offensively, the ball is just a little bit too sticky. It doesn't get to move from side to side quite as quickly as Coach Tucker is wanting them to, asking them to reverse the ball, but players looking to go one-on-one right now.
Taylor for three. His shot comes up short. Good block out and rebound by Stanley. Howard on the move. Drop-off pass in paint to Greg. Shot won't go. Gets the rebound. Put back is good. And he is fouled on the second attempt. Foul is on Trey Naylor, his first on the Falcons in the ballgame. So Luke Gregg gets his first basket. He'll have an opportunity for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Well, it's always so frustrating when you're the smaller player. You're in there trying to block out a big who's several inches taller than you are, and you're going to get called for an undercut.
Free throw off the heel of the rim, rebounded by Southmont. Howard in the post to Greg, left open again. Right now, communication has been a problem for the Falcons on the defensive end. Quite honestly, Stephen, all 7 points have pretty much been uncontested. As Greg gets his second basket, he was left wide open in the post area. He has four. The Mounties lead by three, 7-4. Pollard drives baseline, kicks to Naylor. Naylor open for three. His shot short. Good work on the boards by Eppert, but he can't control the ball. It goes out of bounds. First substitution of the ball game. Drew Glancy, a 6-foot junior. Will enter the ball game for the Mounties. Howard works up the left side, picks his dribble up, out front to Gregg. It's now Glancy, post feed, ball deflected by Eppert. They'll say he got a little too much arm. And it will be Trevor's first. Pass comes into Glancy. Takes a look inside. He'll reverse the ball to Gregg. Hand off to Howard. Howard gets around the defense. Runner in the lane. His shot good. Mounties lead by 5-9-4. It's Greg with 4 and Howard with 5. And then Pollard has all 4 for the Falcons. So just 3 players have scored in the ball game. Kilgore goes baseline as he tries to pass the ball out. It's picked off by Roach. Roach will find Howard with the basketball. Crossover dribble in the key area. Good defense by Taylor. Nowhere to go. Howard still with the dribble to Stanley. Skip pass near side. Glancy. He fires a 3. It's an air ball. Ball saved inbounds by Naylor. To Taylor. Taylor to Pollard. Pollard with the reverse layup is good. Good athleticism, Stephen. Pollard with his 3rd field goal of the ball game. Right now, he's carrying the load for the Falcons. Glancy wide open inside. I'm not sure if they're getting off of screens and we're not getting switches or what, but right now, too many uncontested points for Southmont. They lead by 5, 11-6.
Yeah, they are setting a lot of screens, cross screens, and if you don't communicate, you have 2 players closing out to someone on the perimeter. It's left Howard, and that time Glancy opened under the basket.
Get past Naylor. Drives baseline. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Rolls out front. Picked up by Taylor. He'll slow things up. Reset the offense for the Falcons. Pollard a little hesitation dribble. To Kilgore. Kilgore to Taylor. His 3-point field goal off the mark. Rebound on the weak side. It's now Southmont in transition. Glancy guarded by Kilgore. Out front to Roach. Puts it on the floor. He thinks Glancy's going to back cut. He doesn't. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Falcon basketball. Lane Woolwine will be the first substitution of the game for the Falcons. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Elmore. Hometown proud, IJ stores in Rockville and at Clinton. WTHI TV 10, coverage you can count on. And Del Warnock Chevrolet in Rockville. We're inside of a minute in our opening quarter. It's a 5-point lead for Southmont, and it's another turnover for the Falcons. Right now, the Falcons not playing very sharp, Stephen.
No.
Probably on both ends of the floor.
You're exactly right. It's been on both sides. 3 turnovers in the ball game. Several miscommunications defensively that time. You know, you try to throw the pass on the right side over the top to the opposite block. Very, very low percentage pass to be able to try to complete.
Howard at the top of the key. Works against Taylor. He'll back the ball out. Southmont's going to hold for 1. Coach Turner gives his call. Still 20 seconds. Howard's pass out front, almost picked off by Naylor. Good ball movement by Southmont. A shot goes up at 12. The step back 3. I can't imagine that's a shot you're looking for. Ryan Stanley shot off the mark. It's going to give the Falcons an opportunity. Kilgore drive. Shot rolls in and out. We've played 1. It's a 5-point lead for Southmont, 11-6. Stay tuned. We'll be back for second quarter action at North Vermillion. 1049 at WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Both teams remain in their huddle. We played 8 minutes. We get set for our second eight. Falcons trail by 5, 11-6. Taylor, Pollard, Woolwine, Taylor, and Eppert for the Falcons. For Southmont, it'll be Hoppy, Roach, Bowman, Lancey, and Howard. Southmont with the ball to start second quarter play. Howard's going to get a screen out front. Ball's handed off to Roach, closely guarded by Pollard. Back to Howard. Defensive pressure is cranked up a little bit here by the Falcons. Drive and dish, shot good by Bowman. It's a three-point field goal. Still better defense, I think, Stephen. They rotated down to help on the dribble penetration. Situation, you're just forced to leave the shooter open. You hope that you can rotate out, close out enough to affect the shot. That time it doesn't on Bowman. Lead is as large as it's been tonight, 8 for Southmont.
And that's always a coaching philosophy. Some coaches are not going to send someone from the corner and leaving a shooter open because you have an opportunity just like that for an open jumper.
Falcons will restart their offense. Pollard to Woolwine. Right now, dribbling, Stephen, that's really of no purpose right now for the Falcons. The ball movement is not very quick. Work without the ball almost looks like a tired basketball team right now. They'll reset the offense one more time. Double high screen set for Naylor. Ball gets reversed to Pollard. Crossover dribble. He's open from 15. Jumper won't go. Rebound Howard. Howard on the move in paint. Kicks it to Bowman. Bowman can't connect this time. Good rebound by Trevor. He finds Taylor. On the move in the front court. Kicks to Naylor. He works around to his right. Post feed to Woolwine. He falls down. He kicks the ball out to Taylor. It's now to Eppert. In the lane to Woolwine. Too far underneath the basket. His shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by Glancy. Howard on the move in the open floor. Has the ball stripped by Taylor. And finally picked up by the Falcons. A lot of contact right now. Not much being called. Taylor with the fadeaway jumper from 10 won't go. Rebound Bowman.
Sloppy play at this point, Jim. Like you said, a lot of it coming just from excess physicality out on the floor.
Southmont in the half court. It's Roach with the basketball. Right in front of us. He works against Taylor. His pass cross court is deflecting. Good call by the officials. Kilgore and Gage Woodard will enter the ball game for the Falcons. Ball in the backcourt to Howard. With the dribble in between the circles. Comes near side to Stanley. Ball gets reversed. Howard fires a three. It's good.
That's a different looking jumper. Stroke may not be as smooth as you see, but obviously it's effective. That one was pure.
Now, once again, I think for the third time tonight, you see a Falcon player kind of put his hands up in the air as to, you know, where's my help? What's going on? Let's communicate out here a little bit. Falcons find themselves down double digits, 17-6. Eppert puts his head down, goes to the basket. His shot good. First player to score other than Pollard comes at the midway point of quarter number two. Falcons with just 8 points in the first half. On the drive, shot won't go for Bowman, but he does draw the foul. That'll send him to the free throw line.
If that's on Eppert, that'll be number two.
It is on Trevor, his second, third on the team. Southmont yet to commit a foul here, or wait a minute, Southmont yet to be called for a foul here in the first half. I'm sure they've committed one somewhere. First free throw off the heel of the rim, won't go. I'd like to thank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Also the Jackson Family Dealerships across River Bridge in Clinton. Andrew's Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County RNC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Bowman splits a pair at the free throw line. Lead currently 10, 18-8 in favor of Southmont. Pollard's three on the way. It won't drop. Long rebound to Roach. High ball screen set by Greg. Now Howard on the dribble on the backside to Stanley. Howard works against Kilgore. Once again, he gets that high ball screen. Little pick and roll. Pass in paint to Greg. His shot won't go. Good rebound by Wooder. Up the floor to Kilgore. Kilgore works to his left off the dribble. His shot comes up short. Rebound, Woodard. Put back on the way, won't go, but he draws contact and foul. Be the first free throw attempts tonight for the Falcons.
So there is your first foul call against Southmont. That will go on Justin Howard. Just his first. But I like Kilgore's approach there. You know, attack, make the defense commit to stopping you. He got in the paint. Gage Woodard stuck with it, got the rebound. Gets to the free throw line as a result. Unfortunately, doesn't get the first to drop.
I'd like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Wallace Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. Second free throw by Woodard is good. 2:45 to go in our opening half. Southmont has cleared out the entire right side for Howard to work against Taylor. Kilgore in good help position. Howard does a lot of dribbling. Gets nowhere. Finally, he'll give the ball up. Now he gets it back. He works up the left side. Runner on the way won't go, but he'll say there's contact. And he'll head to the free throw line.
I'll give Justin Howard credit. More than any other player I think I've ever had a chance to see against this North Vermillion defense, able to probe and penetrate and get into that paint with effectiveness.
First free throw by Howard is good. We'd like to thank the Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy, Gian Marshall in Covington, Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton, and BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Howard connects on both free throws. That gets him into double digits. He is the leading scorer in the ball game with 10. Back to the 11-point lead for Southmont. Falcons will reset the offense. Now Eppert attacks off the dribble. He's shut off, able to get the ball to Taylor. Now Eppert for three. It looks good. It is good. So a much-needed basket for the Falcons. Trevor with his second field goal of the ball game. He has five. Howard has the ball on baseline. The defense by Taylor. He kicks it out to Bowman. Ball loose. Still loose. It's kicked on the floor. Pollard's going to track it down, but can he? They're going to say he had a foot on the line. Good effort. Effort three-point field goal. Cut the lead to 8 at 20-12. For Coach Cummings, it'll be Lane Woolwine. For Coach Turner, it will be Roach re-entering the lineup. We're down a minute 30 in our first half. Quick-moving ball game. Just five total fouls here in the first half. Foul out front on Woolwine. It's going to be his first. That is the fifth on the Falcons. Pass came in to Oppie. He quickly gets it back to Roach. Roach gets around Woolwine in the lane. Scoop shot is good. Woodard rotated over, but a little late. Inside of a minute, we'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Oklahoma areas. Also, Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Park Chevrolet in Cayuga. Woolwine nails a three from the key area. 22-15, Southmont with the lead. Coach Turner says, let's take the last shot. We heard that at the end of the first quarter. It didn't work out that way. Got to be close to a five-second call. Howard puts the shot up.
That'll be foul number two on Gage Woodard.
That is six on the team. Clock down to 24.3. Howard good on the first free throw. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. A 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. We'll be right back to North Vermain on 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future X Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future X is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future X Industries.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We're down to 24 seconds in our opening half. It's currently an 8-point lead for Southmont, 23-15. Howard at the free throw line. He gets both free throws. He continues to lead everyone in scoring tonight. Half-court trap, out of the timeout. Clock down to 12 seconds. Pollard holds the ball out front. He works around the defender. He's going to be fouled, but really, I would say a good foul, Stephen, as the foul comes on the floor is going to force the Falcons to take it out of bounds.
That's going to go on Austin Bowman, just his first.
It'll be Taylor, brings it in to Woodard. Good move in paint. Shot won't go, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Falcons. At .8, you can get a shot off, but it's got to be a quick one. Substitution will be Greg back in the ball game. Eppert will return for the Falcons. So you've got offensive and defensive substitutions in this situation. Ball comes into Kilgore. He fires a three. A good look, but it won't go. We've played two quarters at halftime. Falcons down 9, 24-15 to Southmont. Stay tuned for our Clark Chevrolet, the Berger Funeral Home halftime show. Both of those businesses located in Cayuga. We'll be back in a short time. The North Vermain on 104.9 WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School, 24-15 in favor of Southmont. Stephen, it's been a struggle for the Falcons here in the first half. They trail by 9, and quite honestly, it feels like they ought to be down about 15 or 20. Not the same Falcon team we saw a short time ago in the Banks tournament. Really not commuted very well on the defensive end of the floor. 3, 4, maybe 5 times Southmont found themselves wide open in easy scoring off situations, and they've converted. But on the offensive end, it's really been a struggle. They've not got into good flow in terms of ball movement, in terms of moving without the basketball. They've not found themselves in situations where they can convert in transition. And first 16 minutes has really been a struggle, not what we typically see from this Falcon ball club.
No, unfortunately, it hasn't been. Just the overall energy level, I think, is a little bit lower than certainly what we would expect and what I'm sure Coach Cummings is expecting from his young men as well. I really have to give credit, I guess, to on-ball defense. You know, there's been opportunities where Howard particularly has been close to some 5-second calls. So on-the-ball defense, they seem to be doing pretty well. It's just unfortunately that backside, as you said, with some additional screens, players trying to create some mismatches, that's been the issue that leads to some open looks down low. But offensively, just not sure what they're trying to run, what they're looking to do. If they're looking to run an offensive set, a lot of players just kind of confused about what they're supposed to be doing. A little bit of a stagnant play for them as well. But overall, we would say certainly subpar first half for the Falcons. From Southmont's perspective, it looks like they've come in with much more energy here. It certainly seems like they have some talent, some ability. The 1-7 record to me seems quite surprising based on what we've seen in this half. Multiple players being able to knock down shots from the outside, but you can certainly tell Howard's a big, big difference maker for them as he has the ball in the hands quite a bit, and he's been one that has created a lot of offense for Southmont.
Clearly, he was a key player that was missing earlier in the season, and they're a different ball club than they were earlier on, but is not produced more W's, just one on the year for Southmont. I think the good news is still 2 quarters remain, and we know what this Falcon team is capable of doing. Just down 9, plenty of time for them to get back in the ball game, overcome this deficit, and turn things around. But, we mentioned it a couple times. I think the level of energy at which they need to play at in the second half really needs to increase. They need to be the team that's a little bit more aggressive, and I think throughout the first half they've been a team that's kind of been back on their heels.
Well, they did knock down some big shots. Trevor Rippert had a 3-pointer there towards the end, and Lane Woolwine, I believe, knocked down one as well. So those 2 threes were big. They were down 11 points, and it cut it down to a 7-point lead. But obviously, as you can tell from the halftime score, 24-15, Southmont was able to increase that back out to 9 points, but certainly going to be a big, big telling point for them here in the second half to see how quickly they can maybe get some points going, try to create a little bit of advantage for them early on in the second half.
Let's take a look at our Futurex Industry scoreboard. We don't have a lot on the boys' side of things at this point. A couple of halftime scores at Greencastle. This is a bit of a surprise. Cloverdale 2-5 on the year, playing Greencastle 5-1, and the Clovers with a 1-point lead, 33-32, over Greencastle. And then Fountain Central at home tonight, 6-2 on the year, playing Western Boone 1-2. Western Boone knocked off Southmont last night, 48-44. Fountain Central wins on the road at Attica, 50-42. They lead at halftime, 30-22 over Western Boone. Several girls' games have taken place either today or this evening. Let's run through those. It was Delphi at Fountain Central. Delphi gets a 6-point win, 44-38. The North Vermain Lady Falcons go on the road to Georgetown Rich Farm over in Illinois. They get an easy win, 44-7 is your final. They run their record to 9-0 on the year. The Lady Panthers of Riverton Park in a boy-girl doubleheader at North Putnam. They drop that contest by 20, 46-26. South Vermain Lady Wildcats, a tough road game today at Paris over in Illinois. And Paris wins that one 53-21. Terre Haute North over Indianapolis Tinley 65-46. And Terre Haute South over winless Indianapolis Tech 90-29. We'll take a commercial break here on our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Welcome back to North Vermillion High School. Once again, at halftime, it's a 9-point lead for Southmont, 24-15. Both teams have returned to the floor to begin their warm-ups for the second half. Stephen, let's run through first half statistics.
All right, your halftime score, 24 for Southmont, 15 to North Vermillion. It was 11 to 6, at the end of the first quarter. Advantage to the Mounties, and then 13 second-quarter points for Southmont. North Vermillion scores 9 for Southmont. Leading scorer is Justin Howard with 12 points, shooting 3 of 4 from the field. He's a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line as well. Yeah, 4 points then to Austin Bowman and to Luke Gregg. 2 points apiece for Cole Roach and Drew Glancy as the team Southmont shooting 56% from 2-point range, going 5 of 9. Behind the 3-point line, they're 50%, 3 of 6, and they are shooting 5 of 7 for 71% from the free throw line. North Vermillion is led by Garrett Pollard. He's got 6 points. He's 3 of 6 from the field. So 3 of 4 from 2-point field goals. He is 0 for 2 from behind the 3-point line. But he is leading scorer here right now for North Vermillion. Trevor Eppert with 5 points. He's 2 of 3 from the field. 3 points for Lane Woolwine. He's knocked down a 3-point jumper. And then Gage Woodard has a single point as he went 1 of 2 from the free throw line in that first half. The Falcons are 36% from 2-point range, going 4 of 11. They are 22%, 2 for 9 from 3-point range, and then they're just 1 of 2, so only attempting 2 field or free throws in that first half. Obviously shooting 50% there. Turnovers not really a big issue for either team. Southmont has 4, and they had most of those early. Same thing for North Vermillion, a lot of early turnovers. They had 4 total in that first half. But overall, both teams taking care of the basketball, getting some shot opportunities. So certainly want to continue that into half number 2.
Thanks, Stephen. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. We're going to take a 90-second break. When we come back, we'll be set for second-half basketball from North Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Welcome back. As we get set for second half play, Falcons will open the second half with Pollard, Taylor, Naylor, Kilgore, and Effort. Same five they began the ball game with. Southmont. It is Roach, Stanley, Bowman, Howard, and Greg. Same five they started with. Pollard picks Howard to start the second half at the midcourt area. Pollard gets the run out. His fourth basket, 8 points of the ball game. I think this is about the third player we've seen on Howard tonight. See if, obviously, Pollard may be the quickest of all of the North Vermillion players. It appears that he's going to try to deny Howard the ball as much as possible.
Well, we've seen him do it effectively. I believe it was Pollard that was on Landon Newnham in that Banks Championship game.
Bowman with a Euro step. Shot won't go. He gets his rebound. Has a shot blocked by Eppert. And Trevor will hand the ball off to Pollard. He dribbles into the front court. Finds Taylor. Back to Pollard. High pick and roll. Good defense by the Mounties. Falcons reverse the basketball. Naylor on the far side. Looks in the post. Can't get it to Eppert. Now they get a high ball screen. Pollard on the drive to Kilgore. Couldn't handle the ball. Looks like he might get a pretty good look at the basket. But once he dropped the pass, he was forced to send the ball back to the perimeter. Now Pollard on the drive. Contact. Shot won't go. He's going to go to the free throw line. Foul is on Roach. I believe just the second in the ball game for Southmont. First here in the second half. That will be the first on Roach. 5'11 senior. That's going to send Pollard to the free throw line.
Well, Jim, when he drops that shoulder, makes the decision that he's going to attack paint, good luck. So quick, so low to the floor. I would say he can do it just about any time he wants.
He connects on the first free throw. Would like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown crowd, IJ Stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Pollard good on both free throws. He has all four Falcons points here in the second half. He has reached double digits at 10. He leads the Falcons tonight. Good pressure on the ball. Howard forced to give it up to Roach. Roach's runner on the way. It won't go, but offensive rebound by Greg. His shot won't go. Rebound to Effort. Effort to Pollard. Falcons on the move. A little quicker pace right now by the Falcons. Up the right side. Trevor's shot off glass won't go. Even though the shot doesn't drop, I like the move. I like the approach to attack the basket. Good crossover dribble by Stanley. His shot comes up short. He gets the rebound underneath the basket. Southmont struggling shooting the ball. Give Effort another rebound. Taylor in paint. Shot off the mark. Going to be knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. But it was a 9-point lead at halftime. It's down to 5 at 24-19. Howard works against Pollard. to Bowman. Bowman puts the shoulder down, drives, kicks to Roach. The defense by Naylor. Now it's a crossover dribble. Roach on baseline. He'll send it out front to Stanley. Stanley to Bowman. Right now we're seeing the ball not in the hands of Howard nearly as much. Good slip screen by Greg, but has a shot blocked from behind by Pollard. It's Jonathan Kilgore in transition. Shot off glass won't go. He comes up with the loose ball. He got the basket. I think they're going to call a foul on Eppert. The problem is it was a foul about 5 seconds before it was called. I thought it was on the rebound, Stephen. He was laying on the ground when the pass was made.
Well, it's going to be his third foul. So we see Lane Woolwine come to the bench. Got to be smart here defensively until you can get subbed out. No silly fouls here.
Howard puts it on the floor. His drive, runner won't go. Eppert with another rebound. He's owned the boards here in the second half. He puts it on the floor. Attacks and off glass is good. You got to love that. Trevor gets a rebound, goes coast to coast. He's got to play with that attitude, that intensity level a lot more. A little pick and roll. I thought they missed a screen, right? The illegal screen. Bowman drives baseline. Has a shot blocked by Kilgore. Picked up by Taylor. Taylor works up the right side. Doesn't have the numbers. He'll get the ball to Kilgore. Falcons will slow things up, reset the offense. Taylor open at the top of the key. He's going to send it backside to Naylor. Trey works in paint. Off glass, shot won't go. Rebound Bowman. Howard in the open floor, puts his head down, and Eppert just picked up number four, Stephen.
Well, he was in the vicinity the last couple of possessions as well. Like I said, if you have three fouls and you know you're going to get subbed out, just get to that substitution. Now, I do think there was some contact there. Could have been called a charge. That's a big, big foul call.
That is number four. Trevor goes to the bench at the 3:21 mark. Really played well here in the third quarter. Boy, that was. Bowman gets away with one right there, kind of wraps his arm around the head of Naylor. He gets the basket. Pollard puts it on the floor, attacks, has the shot blocked, tracks down the ball. Kilgore puts his head down, attacks the basket. He's fouled and will go to the free throw line. Definitely a different level of intensity that we talked about was needed on the part of the Falcons.
Yeah, first half very reminiscent, I think, of what we saw opening night of the Banks game, and then they came out night number two against Park Heritage. Looked entirely different, and that's the team we're seeing right now. Kilgore makes the first free throw, Jim. Before that made bucket previously by Southmont, by Bowman, they were 0 for 9 or field goals in the quarter.
Well, I think we would expect that, Stephen, out of an experienced ball club like the Falcons. They'll run 9 at you. They're all seniors. Kilgore 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Currently a 4-point lead for Southmont, 26-22. Howard gets around the defense to the basket. Can't make the layup. Rebound for Naylor. He pushes it into the front court. Players out to the outside. He gets a high ball screen from Woolwine. Comes near side to Taylor. Taylor works to his left. With the left hand, shot comes up short. It's a rebound by Oppie. Now it's on Woolwine, his second. I'd like to thank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center, in the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Ball on the backside to Offick. Good ball fake. He loses control. Picked up by Pollard. He attacks glass, lays it up and in. Howard backed off of him with those two fouls. That allowed Pollard to get the easy one. Howard was the best player in the first half, but right now it's Garrett Pollard. Not going to be on Kilgore with the body out front. That'll be Jonathan's first.
They were down, Jim, they were down to just a two-point game. 26-24. Falcons outscoring Southmont here early, and as you say, defensively, I think is the big difference. A lot more ball pressure, a lot of challenge.
Oh, he missed an over and back right there. Wow. And Roach has a shot blocked by Kilgore. Kilgore works up the left side, picks his dribble up to Taylor. Taylor works baseline. He tries to pass back to Woolwine. Howard to Roach. Roach fires a three. His shot good. Quick timeout by Southmont. The Valley Pro Construction timeout. A full timeout will take one as well. Falcons have cut the lead to 5, 29-24. We'll be right back. North Vermillion on 104.9 WASI.
It's a baking sale this week at your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGAs. Look for a 4-pound bag of C&H sugar, $1.88. IGA large white eggs, 77 cents a dozen. Prairie Farms butter, $2.99 a pound. Plus assorted pork chops, $1.29 a pound. And extra large seedless grapes, $1.79 a pound. That's just a sample of the savings all this week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, All-Stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even All-Stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
.23 remains in quarter number three. It'll be Falcon basketball after the timeout. Last time Southmont used the timeout, Stephen, they came out with a 1-3-1 half-court trap. We'll see if there's a change in defense. Doesn't appear to be. Looks like they are in a man. We'll wind at the top of the key. Looks to go high-low. Taylor on the post to Kilgore. He's fouled from behind by Bowman. Taylor ends bounds to Kilgore, open from the near elbow. He drains the 15-footer. Lead down to three, 29-26 in favor of Southmont. We're inside of a minute in quarter number three. Bowman works to his right. To Saunders. It's now Howard on the drive. Kicks the ball out. They're going to bail him out. They're going to say he was fouled.
We found number two on Jonathan Kilgore. Well, he's gotten one block in this half. Another one was a challenge at the rim on Howard. He didn't get credited with the block, but that time, he's going to get called for the foul. So he's been very aggressive here at the rim defensively.
Bowman can't get the shot to go in paint. Picked up by Pollard. Three on three. He attacks the basket. Off glass is good. Right now, they don't have an answer for Pollard. He's drawn the Falcons within one at 29-28. Howard to the left. Bowman in the corner. His jumper short. Rebound Taylor. Clock down to 15. Taylor on the move. He's fouled at midcourt. Foul is on Saunders. Wholesale substitutions for the Mounties. So it'll be Falcon basketball at midcourt. Clock sits at 11.8. Opportunity for the first time in the ballgame for the Falcons to take the lead. Now I take that back. They led 4-3. Naylor for three. His jumper good at two. Falcons take a two-point lead going into quarter four as they race a nine-point halftime deficit. We'll be right back at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
His shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back, Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We get set to resume live action. Stephen, what a quarter by the Falcons. They were down 9.5. They outscored the Mounties by 11.
16-5 in that quarter.
16-5. Very good on both ends of the floor. I think it started on the defensive end, a much more aggressive Falcon ball club. Then they started doing, creating some transition opportunities. Falcon basketball to start this quarter. Naylor runs baseline, kicks it near side to Taylor. Sends it out front to Pollard. They've got a mismatch right now. They've got the big man on him. Now they're able to switch. Pollard in the lane, off the heel of the rim, rebound to Howard. Howard behind the back. Good defense by the Falcons. Runner on baseline won't go. They're going to give him two shots. I thought pretty good position by Naylor. Looks like some indecision. Now they're going to say the foul was on Pollard.
Well, Pollard asked what it was that he did, but he seems content with the answer. So Pollard was trailing the dribbler.
I thought Trey had done a pretty good job of setting himself up on the baseline. Howard connects on the first free throw. We'd like to thank Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockfield, Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, Todd DeVerter at DeVerter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and the Walsh Lofts in Covington and Clinton. Second free throw also good by Howard. We're tied at 31. Less than a minute into the fourth quarter. Naylor fires another three. This one off the heel of the rim. It's going to be tracked down by Southmont. Up the floor. The Mounties have numbers. Stanley shot won't go. Blocked by Kilgore. And they'll say that he's fouled by Stanley on the rebound. Jonathan's not going to have a lot in the scoring column, Stephen, but he's done a lot of those things that don't show up in the box score tonight to be positive things that affect your team. We're tied at 31. At the key areas, Woolwine, his jumper short. Stanley a little more aggressive going to get the ball. Looked like the Falcons might have an opportunity. Howard gives it up to Stanley in the corner. It's Roach. Bowman pushes off with the offhand. And Howard's going to go back to the free throw line.
That's another foul on Garrett Pollard. Just his second. It is the team's seventh, however. It's Howard's first miss from the free throw line in the ball game. Been very good from there up to this point. 6 of 7 in the game.
He leads all scorers tonight with 14 points. Second on the way. It's good. Mounties regain the lead, 32-31. Pollard into the front court, up the left side. Comes to the right, draws contact. He's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line.
As I said, when he makes that decision that he wants to get to the rim, he's very, very good. So he's going to split two defenders there. Stanley reached in to try to take the ball from him, gets him across the arm.
First free throw off the heel of the rim. Garrett will get the second. Would like to take over Pitt Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy, Marshall and Covington. Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. BJ Electronics, your Viasat retailer in Rockville. Pollard good on the second. We're tied once again, this time at 32. I think you've got a hedge on that, Steven. I don't think you can go in an all-out commit of a switch. I think it puts you in a bad situation. Wolwine ended up on Howard. Shot in the corner by Roach. Won't go, but an offensive rebound for Bowman. He's fouled by Kilgore. That'll send Bowman to the free throw line. First one off the heel of the rim. So he'll get a second with an opportunity to give the Mounties the lead. It's good. 33-32. 6 minutes left in the ball game. Kilgore shot too hard. Rebound, Bowman. Bowman up the right side to Glancy. And they're going to say an illegal screen on the Mounties. Illegal screen goes on Greg. Well, 5:45 with four fouls. Trevor Eppert returns to the lineup for the Falcons. He was a big factor in the third quarter, Stephen, but once he went to the bench, Falcons didn't miss a beat. They continued to play well. Taylor on the point. Works to his left to Naylor. Gets the ball to Pollard. Coach Cummings. Gives the play that he wants. Seems like there's some confusion out there for the Falcons right now. They've had the ball for a whole minute, Steven. Just a lot of perimeter dribbling in this possession. Now it goes into the paint to Eppert. He draws a triple team. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Howard. Eppert found himself trapped on the baseline. Pass comes in to Woolwine. Shot won't go. Rebound to Howard. Up the floor to Bowman. Penetrates. Howard with the runner. His shot goes. They're going to say foul on a Woolwine.
I think Lane was continuing to move up into him a little bit. Definitely a bang-bang play there, but it's going to get Howard to the free throw line.
Yeah, and Coach Cummings questioning the official, I think explains it very well, that you've got to be there before the player leaves his feet, and I'm not sure that he was. I think he had good position, but he may have got there just a hair late. Naylor for three. It won't go. Woolwine's put back is good. Cuts the lead to two. Southmont 36, North Vermillion 34. Bowman near side to Roach. Roach works against Naylor behind his back. We have a foul. Foul is on Pollard. That's going to be his third. That will be the seventh. No, the tenth on the Falcons. So it'll be double bonus. That'll send it Luke Gregg to the free throw line. 6'4" sophomore. Connects on the first free throw.
He had attempted one free throw prior to that one. He did not get it to go, but that one looked good.
Second one is off the mark. Woolwine with the rebound. It's a three-point lead for the Mounties, 37-34. We're at the midway point of quarter number four. Foul will be on Glancy. That will send Naylor to the free throw line. That is the eighth foul. We had a total of 5 fouls in the first half. 18 on the board right now here in the second. I'd like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Trey is good on the first free throw. He'll get the second. He rattles the second home. We have a Valley Pro construction timeout. It's a full timeout. Falcons trail by one, 37-36. 3:54 to go here at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Overpeck Gas has a perfect gift for your family, friends, or maybe someone you know who could use a boost this Christmas. Give the gift of gas. Help a loved one by making a pledge towards their account. Any dollar amount will be accepted. It's up to you. Call Overpeck Gas today. It's the gift they will remember. Merry Christmas from Overpeck Gas in Marshall, 765-597-2201, and Covington, 765-793-2501.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. During the timeout, Stephen and I are scanning our phones, trying to come up with scores for a Futurex Industry scoreboard. Share those with you after the ball game tonight. It's a one-point game. Southmont with the basketball. Howard works against Pollard up the right side. Picks his dribble up. Finally able to get the ball to Roach. Roach works to his left, gives it up to Howard. Back to Roach, open for three. He lets it fly. It's short. Rebounded by the Falcons. So Falcons with an opportunity to regain the lead. Run a half-court set, try to run a lob play. Well defended by the Mounties. Again, Coach Cummings calls his set. It's a double high screen. Ball reversed, a little high-low to Eppert. Under the basket, shot won't go. He's fouled by Bowman. That'll send Trevor to the free throw line for two.
Just really good footwork from Trevor. Actually, the lob took him under the basket. Had no angle whatsoever to get the shot up. But just maneuvers enough to be able to get back outside. And going to be fouled to get to the free throw line. Just 7 points for him tonight.
Trevor ties the ball game with the first free throw. They'll get the second with the opportunity to give the Falcons the lead. Shot on the way. It's good. Howard on the dribble. Now Bowman on baseline. He circles out to his right to Roach. Roach to Howard. Crossover dribble. Attacks the basket. His shot won't go. And he's going to foul on the rebound. That's going to send Trevor back to the free throw line. Several times tonight, we've seen quality drives by Southmont, but the inability to finish either in the paint or at the basket have been costly.
Now you can only assume that has been maybe an Achilles heel, because we see the athleticism, the ability to get inside to the paint.
The first free throw is off the mark by Trevor. It is a double bonus situation. Second on the way. It's good. Lead stands at 2, 39-37 for the Falcons. We're inside of 2.5 minutes. We have a 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. 39-37 Falcons from North Vermont on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Wolwine with the steal out front. Gets the ball to Pollard. We have another Valley Pro Construction timeout. This time it's a 60-second timeout. Score remains 39-37 in favor of the Falcons here at North Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. You have savings goals. The Fountain Trust Company has savings solutions. Whether you're saving for a down payment on your first house, a new car, or your dream vacation, Dream Fund is the perfect savings solution to help you make your dream a reality. With a competitive rate and just $200 to open, Dream Fund is designed to help you reach your savings goal. Stop by your local Fountain Trust Banking Center to learn more about the Dream Fund. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, welcome back to North Vermont. We get set to resume action. It will be Falcon basketball. Southmont tries to get the substitution in, can't get it in, as it was past that 15-second time situation that you have to have the player at the bench ahead of time. Falcons with the ball, a two-point lead. Trap comes, Effort handles it with no problem. Coach Turner continues to yell for traps. Pollard with the basketball. To Taylor, you think this Falcon team would be well equipped to handle what might get thrown at him? Woolwine is going to be fouled. They'll send him to the free throw line.
Coach Turner looking to extend this game. Still a minute and a half to go. Calls for the foul on Lane Woolwine.
The foul is on Greg, his second.
First free throw is good. He's got 6 points now on the night.
And Lane makes a statement. Go ahead and foul me, coach.
And we see some offensive, defensive substitutions coming in. Kilgore will replace Eppert with those four fouls.
Still a one-possession ball game at 132, 40-37 in favor of the Falcons. Woolwine connects on both free throws. It's now a two-possession ball game. You're right, Eppert goes to the bench. They try to protect him with four fouls. Howard, step back three. It's well off the mark. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Taylor. Quick foul by Stanley. He's going to send Zion to the free throw line. Pretty quick shot. I'm not sure that's a shot at, you know, a minute, 25 seconds that you're looking for in that situation. A lot of time.
Well, I just think that describes well the frustration that he's feeling that Garrett Pollard has put on him here in the second half. A lot of pressure. He wanted to get this shot up or at least try to score, but he just cannot penetrate, can't have anything going his way here with Pollard guarding him one-on-one.
Free throw by Taylor off the heel of the rim. He'll get a second. It's on the way. It's good. Lead up to five, 42-37. Crossover dribble. Roach gets the easy one. That's a lead to three.
Well, if Howard bottled up, I think Roach and Bowman are two players you can kind of look to get going here if you're Southmont.
Kilgore able to get the ball to Taylor. Clock inside of a minute. Near side to Woolwine. They're going to foul Lane again. Foul is on Oppie. Well, it's going to be a championship basketball team, Stephen. This is where you've got to do your work late in the game, especially when they're tight. Woolwine connects on the first free throw. Falcons as a team have shot 67% through their first six games. Woolwine, 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the latter stages of the fourth quarter. Howard on the move. His jumper good. Timeout, Southmont. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Falcons by three, 44-41, 38 seconds to go on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
It's a baking sale this week at your hometown proud Rockville and Clinton IGAs. Look for a 4-pound bag of CNH sugar, $1.88. IGA large white eggs, 77 cents a dozen. Prairie Farms butter, $2.99 a pound. Plus assorted pork chops, $1.29 a pound. And extra large seedless grapes, $1.79 a pound. That's just a sample of the savings all this week at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back to North Vermillion. It's a three-point lead for the Falcons. Clock is at 38 seconds. It'll be Falcon basketball. First thing you've got to do is get the ball inbound, Steven. And there's no pressure on the ball. It's a 1-3-1 extended into the backcourt. Over the top of the defense to Naylor. To Taylor. Quick pass to Pollard. Pollard dribbles through a trap. He is fouled. That is going to send him to the free throw line.
You always enjoy seeing that. A player that wants the ball in their hands. The trap comes, remains strong with it, rips through, splits that defense, gets the foul call. So Pollard with 15 points on the night has a chance to extend that.
Make it 16. Lead is at 4, 45-41. Second free throw also good. Lead back to 5. Pollard, a senior guard, transfer from Westfield on the north side of Indianapolis. Been a great addition to the Falcon Ball Club. Step back 3 by Cole won't go. And on the rebound, they'll say last touch by the Falcons.
Well, just down to 12 seconds. Southmont trails by 5. It's got to be something very quick.
Out front to Stanley. This is what you want. Force him to have to work a little bit. Howard, somebody in his face. Sauter's going to be called for the travel. Well, good work defensively by the Falcons, Stephen. You didn't allow a quick pass in and a quick shot. You forced the ball to have to be worked. It comes into Naylor, back to Taylor at this point. No sense in fouling. And that's your ball game. A big comeback by the Falcons. They trail by 9. They wrap this one up and win by 5. 46-41 is your final. Stay tuned for our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll be back in a couple moments on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights.
The postgame show is brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company.
You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to North Vermillion on our Fountain Trust postgame show. A lot of celebrating right now. Falcons with the come from behind victory. They run the record to 5-2 on the year. And for Southmont, Stephen, they don't play like a 1-7 ball club tonight. Good effort on the part of Coach Turner and his club. They dropped to 1-8. But a lot of credit to the Falcons. Very sluggish in the first half. Did not play like we typically see this Falcon ball club play. But they turned it on in the second half. It was just like a switch was flipped on as they were a different ball club. And the level of energy at which they played at really set the tone early. And it started with the defense of Garrett Pollard on Justin Howard.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the key for sure. The very first possession of the second half, Howard gets the ball in the backcourt, just tries to dribble up the floor, thinking it's going to be, you know, really easy to transition to set up into the offense. But Pollard came up, put the pressure on him, got the steal, went down, scored an early layup, and he was never able to breathe after that. Howard saw Pollard all night long, and it was certainly an effective job from him. And as we said, that's apparently what he's good at, because he was able to defend Landon Newnham in the Banks Championship just a few weeks ago. So Pollard defensively is certainly a key, but he did things on the offensive side tonight as well. He was aggressive getting into the paint, as we mentioned many, many times. And despite the fact that Eppert goes out and has some foul trouble, the Falcons really continued to pour it on and then played really, really effectively. And then you get down to the latter part of the game when they're sending you to the free throw line. You make some free throws. It's great, great news for them if you have an opportunity to do that.
Well, his play was contagious because he set the tone early, but we really saw some players pick their pace and energy level up as well. And I thought Trevor really played well there for that stretch in the third quarter. And unfortunately, he picked up his fourth foul and went to the bench. And the good news is Lane Woolwine replaces him, and they continue to play well. They erased that 9-point deficit at halftime, the 3-point basket right before the buzzer to end quarter three by Naylor. Gives the Falcons their first lead since they led 4-3 early in the ball game. So that play was just contagious, and I think that kind of what we expected out of an experienced senior ball club like this. Sometimes, when you have the experience, and these kids have been in these type of situations before. You know, they've been part of sectional championship basketball teams. Sometimes, you know, as a coach, you just got to kind of get out of your way and let the kids do their thing. And I just thought really a nice job all the way around. Don't know what took place at halftime, you know, what Coach Cummings' approach was, but whatever it was, it worked. And a nice comeback for the Falcons. So let's take a quick break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. When we come back, we have some statistics to cover, some postgame awards, also our Future X Industry scoreboard, and we'll see if Coach Cummings comes out and shares a couple of minutes with us. So we'll be right back to North Vermain on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard, with nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back to North Vermain High School and our Fountain Trust postgame show. Once again, we've gone final 46-41 in favor of the Falcons. They run their record to 5-2 on the year. Southmont drops to 1-8. Steven, let's take a look at statistics.
Well, Jim, just real quick, talk about the effectiveness of that third quarter and coming out to a strong start. North Vermillion outscored Southmont 16-5 in that third. So not only scoring 16 points is a good number in and of itself, but to hold your opponent only to 5 speaks volumes to the defense that the Falcons played in quarter number 3. But for Southmont, the Mounties finish with Justin Howard as the leading scorer. He's got 20 points tonight. He shot 5 of 9 from the field, went 8 of 9 from the free throw line, so maintained his effectiveness when he could, but the problem was he couldn't get any good quality looks or even shot attempts in that second half. For the Mounties, then, Cole Roach had 7, Austin Bowman finished with 7 as well, 5 points to Luke Gregg and 2 points to Drew Glancy. As a team, they shot 35%, they went 9 of 26 on their 2-point field goals. 36%, 4 of 11 behind the arc, and they were 69% as a team from the free throw line, shooting 11 of 16. Garrett Pollard finishes the night as the leading scorer for the Falcons, 6 of 11 shooting for him, 5 of 6 from the free throw line as well. 10 points to Trevor Eppert despite his foul issues. He goes 3 of 5 from the floor, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe as well. Lane Woolwine off the bench goes with 9 points tonight. shooting 2 of 5 and a perfect 4 of 4 from the free throw line. They were the one that they elected to foul when they were trying to get back to the game, and Lane Woolrine proved, I'm not the one you want to be fouling as he goes perfect from those fourth quarter free throws. 5 points to Trey Naylor. He was 1 of 6 from the field, but 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Kilgore finishes with 3 points, just 1 of 6 shooting for him from the free throw line or from the field, but finishes 1 of 2 on his free throws. Gage Woodard and Zion Taylor finished with 1 point apiece. The Falcons go 10 of 27 for 37% on their 2-point field goals. Shoot just 25%. They went 3 of 12 behind the 3-point line, but big free throw disparity. They go 17 of 22 for 77%. So they make more free throws than Southmont shot in the ball game tonight. Once again, turnovers not a big issue. Unofficially, Southmont finishes the game with 9 turnovers. For the Falcons, I just had them with 7.
Well, you're right. Very good job of taking care of the basketball by both teams. A very competitive game tonight, but it does go in favor of the Falcons. It's now time for 3 post-game awards. Our first, our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling. It's up to you. You want to come talk to us? Come on, talk to us, Coach. Okay, come on over here, and I'm going to go ahead and do our 3 post-game awards, first of which is sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling. Your player of the game goes to Garrett Pollard. He not only leads the Falcons in scoring tonight with 17 points, but it was his defense in the second half that really set the tone for the Falcons. He took the leadership role in that area. Congratulations. Garrett Pollard is your Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. Your High Energy Player of the Game tonight, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to Jonathan Gilgore. Just 3 points in the scorebook, but so much of what he does not show up. He plays extremely hard on both ends of the floor. He was really a factor, rebounding the basketball, keeping it alive on the offensive end, and altering shots of Southmont in the paint tonight. Congratulations, Jonathan Kilgore, your High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And your 6-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships, Lane Woolwine off the bench tonight. 9 points, and the 4 for 4 from the free throw line down the stretch were huge for the Falcons. He was the man that Coach Turner was asking his players to foul. And he took care of business at the line. Congratulations, Lane Woolwine. Here's your 6-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. We're going to take some time now. We're going to get a word with Coach Cummings of North Vermillion. Coach.
Sorry, hold on.
That's all right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We talked about not sure what transpired at halftime, but from our perspective, it just seemed like a sluggish basketball team in the first half. And the level of energy, the tone set early, I think, by Garrett Pollard, the switch you made of putting him on Howard, I think was really contagious to the entire group and really made a difference. And your senior experience ball club did what we expected that they might do in the second half, and they controlled from start to finish in the second half, really dominated, and you erased that 9-point deficit. Trey Naylor hits a big basket, you know, right before the end of the third quarter to give you the first lead since you led 4-3. So
right.
Congratulations, and whatever happened at halftime, it were the right buttons to push.
Well, we've been the last couple games tonight against Westvigo, we were just a one-half team. You know, it's Westvigo, we had a really great first half and then just came out the second half and gave up a lot of offensive rebounds and we're standing up on defense, just didn't play the way we needed to. And tonight, the first half, it was the other way around. First half, we uninspired, really. We started the game with Zion on their number 24, the Howard kid, and he did a good job with him. But I felt like it was affecting him on the offensive end a little bit, and Zion can run all day, but so can Garrett. So we honestly, before the game, we came in, we had Zion, Garrett, and Jonathan Kilgore as the 3 options to play on 24. So just halftime, we just decided to make the switch. I mean, it was a staff decision, and because it was originally at first, it was, you know, let's go with Kilgore, and then no, let's try Garrett, just to see if we can get in him a little bit and turn him over. And sure enough, the very first play, right out of the half, he picked his pocket and got a layup. And I actually just got done telling him in the locker room that I thought that was the play that really set the tone in the second half.
It absolutely did. I think, first of all, you're very fortunate that you've got three options.
Yeah,
that you can terrific put on defenders, somebody that is a good player, like Howard. I just thought that you played the way that we expect to see the Falcons play all the time. And if you're going to be a championship ball club, you've got to close teams out. I thought down the stretch in the fourth quarter, Lane Wallwine was huge. Off the bench, 9 points tonight. But, Southmont is wanting to foul him at the end of the ball game. And he goes 4-for-4 from the free throw line.
He was taking some things a little personally tonight, and he stepped up in a big way. He had a steal up around half court prior to all those we were able to. I think we were up two or three at the time, and he got a steal, and we were able to come down and run offense. And I think that's maybe the first time he got the foul. They were intentionally fouled him, but he. I wouldn't say he's one of our better shooters, but he certainly answered the call on that one.
And you would know that better than they would, as the scouting process is not quite as in-depth as what it is at the college level, the pro level. I want to go back to a point that you just made when you talked about maybe guarding a player in particular, such as a Howard, who is as potent offensively, affects you on the offensive end of the floor, and I don't think that happened to Pollard at all. I think he was equally effective.
It got him more involved offensively, and that was the thing too. The first half, it wasn't just our defense that we were slow at everything. We were slow close. I mean, we gave up a wide open three to start the half or the quarter of the game right off the tip, and just some odd plays. And then offensively, I think you said the word sluggish. It was. We just weren't cutting with any purpose and just little things like that. Stuff that we talk about all the time and stuff that these guys normally, they do. They needed to hear it in a different way.
Well, Coach, I know it's kind of been a whirlwind for you, getting the job late. Football success got you, in terms of your practice time, off a little bit from what it would normally be. Now you've got a bit of a break. I believe you have 12 days before you get back into action, although we do have Christmas in there, which will play a little bit of a factor. But now you're probably going to have
seven practice times
in a row. Able to have. Can you tell us a little bit about the tournament you're playing in?
I honestly can't. I mean, we play, as far as the teams, I don't know any of them. It's all kind of new to me. A lot of the teams from Illinois. But we play 5 games in 3 days. So we're going to have to rely on our depth and our conditioning, I think, to at least in the first couple days, and then hopefully get a decent seating for the third and final day, and hopefully get ourselves in a chance to play for the championship over there with some rested legs. But we'll see.
Well, we'll be in Terre Haute at the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic, but we'll definitely be.
Yeah, I'm usually there, but
we'll be on our phones, hoping that the Falcons are having a lot of success over at Bismarck-Kinning. Well, as always, Coach, pleasure talking with you. Congratulations once
Thanks
again.
Thanks for having me again.
You're
appreciate
on your record
it.
To 5-2, and we'll see the Falcons soon.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here on our Fountain Trust postgame show. We'd like to thank Lee back in the studio for all of her hard work. Appreciate all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. Appreciate those of you who tuned in to our broadcast tonight. Next time we'll be on the air will be next Friday night. It'll be myself and Jake Weber, a boy-girl doubleheader, Crawfordsville Athenians, and the Park Heritage Wolves from Park Heritage. So invite you to join us next Friday night. Jake and I will come on air at approximately 5:45 for our pregame show. From Park Heritage. Stephen, as always, a pleasure working with you. And once again, our Saturday night game of the week goes to the North Vermilion Falcons 46-41 over Southmont on 104.9 WAXI.
The postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park counties. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long here on WAXI, the home for exciting high school sports and playing the greatest hits of all time, 104.9 WAXI. And streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.